Faced with a military provocation, say like Iran downing a U.S. drone last week, one possible response is a precise limited attack. That is an approach taken by a number of recent presidents, a way to send a tough message while stopping short of war. It is also the approach President Trump took 2 years ago after he accused Syria's military of using chemical weapons against civilians.
Tonight I ordered a targeted military strike on the airfield in Syria from where the chemical attack was launched.
President Trump seemed ready to follow this playbook with Iran, but he called off airstrikes and reportedly ordered a cyber attack instead. Now, that move may point to the changing nature of warfare, and for that, we're joined now by NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Mary Louise.
What do we actually know about these reported cyber attacks against Iran?
Well, the government is not acknowledging it publicly. President Trump tweeted about calling off the attacks. He hasn't said anything about a cyber attack, but according to the report, we're seeing, these were aimed at the computers of the Revolutionary Guards that control their missiles and their rockets. And we don't know how potent, how effective it might have been. One of the challenges you face when you carry out a cyber attack.
The administrations rarely acknowledge cyber attacks, whether or not they have taken place. But in general, is it fair to say we are seeing more cyber attacks under this administration?
Yeah, and we're hearing more about it. And the key figure here is General Paul Nakasone. He is head of both the National Security Agency and Cyber Command. The NSA gathers the information, monitors it. Cyber Command is the part that actually takes action. He's talked about being more aggressive in cyberspace. He's talked about sending cyber command forces to Europe to block Russian attempts during the midterm elections. And we've heard a report just last week about the U.S. planting malware in the Russian electrical grid. But, you know, we haven't seen deaths or major damage. So what would cross the threshold to make a cyber attack the equivalent of a conventional military attack? I put that to Jim Lewis, a former U.S. diplomat who's now at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
That threshold is that anything that causes death or damage or destruction qualifies as an attack that would justify the use of force in response. If you stay below that, it's a gray area. So people are now playing in the gray area to see how much can I get away with.
Greg Myrie, another distinction, I suppose, between cyber and conventional military attacks, airstrikes, missile strikes, and so on, is when those strikes hit, you can see if they hit the target. Satellite imagery pops up. They can tell if they got it or not. With cyber, not so much.
Yeah, so how do you read the interpretation that the Iranians would have made on something like this? And so that's one of the challenges. But what we do know is a lot of these sort of limited strikes haven't been particularly effective in the past. The U.S. has gone after a number of leaders, Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, Saddam Hussein in Iraq and others, and they haven't changed their actions over time. So what we saw here was something that sort of perhaps unique, where a president sort of came to the edge of a military strike and then opted for a cyber attack instead.
And to circle us back to Iran and whatever may or may not have happened, if there were cyber attacks against Iran, that would not be the first case of cyber between these two countries.
No, it would not. We've seen a number. The Stuxnet attack against their nuclear program. Iran has hit casinos in Las Vegas. They've hit banks. So we've had several rounds of these already and expect some more to come.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
NPR's Greg Myrie.